This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Hello, this is Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com. And we are in the airport right now in Southwest Airlines terminal, getting ready to take my magic carpet out to Los Angeles. Nope, I'm not. Take that back. I'm going to Las Vegas. I got too many losses. I'm lost. But I'm here right now with you, and I'm going to bring you along with me on this journey again to another magic convention. This will be the first one of the year 2020 of the new decade. And so we're going to be going to Las Vegas rather than to the Columbus Magi Fest. I know the Magi Fest is going to be great, but can only make one or the other. There's a little bit of an overlap, and so I've not been to the SAM in a long time, and I wanted to go to Vegas anyhow, so difficult choices, and so that's what I'm doing. It's going to be similar later this year, in which it's either Magic Live or Abbott's Get Together, and I've already decided I'm going to Abbott's Get Together. I've talked with Stan about that, and he said he can't move his dates in early August, but perhaps Craig Bordner might be able to move his. I would think, since it's a smaller little burg there, a little village of Colon, Michigan, that it would be a little bit easier for him to change the dates and find the high school. Anyhow, the point is that this is going to be a good convention. Got a lot of content I'm going to be giving you over the next, however long this podcast runs, this particular episode, because I'm going to be having both days one and two combined. Now, I say one and two, actually, I should say zero and one, because the convention doesn't begin until Saturday the 18th officially, but there will be activities on the 17th. Here it is on the 16th right now, and it's very early in the morning, again, as usual, as I try to get on my magic carpet to wing my way westward. I just want to get there early, see some friends, go to Frankie's Tiki Room with James DeMayer here later this afternoon after I have breakfast over at the Hash House, and then also go to Jeff McBride's Wonder Ground tonight. It's kind of the plan, have dinner there and see the guys. I know Ed Ripley's going to be in town performing there. And so I talk with Jeff, and he's going to seat me once I arrive. So I'm looking forward to seeing the full Wonder Ground. I went there one time before, but just caught the last few minutes of their show. So I'm looking forward to the full experience here then this evening, and then tomorrow morning. Be having breakfast with Stan Allen, speaking of Magic Live. We'll be talking about conventions, and so that'll be an upcoming full podcast sometime here in the future. And then later in the day, heading back over to the Golden Nugget, where I believe it's the Nugget, which is the hosting hotel for the SAM convention. So anyhow, a lot of stuff happening. I'm going to try to keep it brief here right now, but I just wanted you to be as excited as I am about going to the convention and getting to see all the folks that I'm going to. But of course, now about time to do the unveiling. See what kind of donuts we've got here today. So thanks to Dunkin' Donuts, I got a nice cup of coffee. And let's see, I always like my chocolate. And I've got a, I think they call, is it sour cream? Yeah, it's not a buttermilk or old fashioned. It's called sour cream. Yep, that's what that is. And a little bit of coffee here this morning. Yeah, that's good hot coffee. And then have a donut, get on the plane, and I'm off. So we'll see you guys on the other side in Las Vegas. This is Scotty out. All right, well, we're here with Alain New, and he's got a new show in Las Vegas. And here it is. What is this? This is January the 16th, I think, right now.
Yeah,
today is the...
Tomorrow is the
17th. And so today is the 17th. And so tell me, what's happening in Alain? First of all, hello.
Hello. Good to see you, Matt. It's been a couple of years now.
It has been.
Yeah.
So tell me, what? Tell me about your new show.
Well, it's called The Man Who Knows, and it's opening at the OYO in Las Vegas on the Strip, right here on Tropicana across from MGM.
And the OYO is what?
The OYO is a new hotel chain, but they've opened up their first and only casino here in Las Vegas, and it's actually, I think, their largest hotel as well. So they're normally a boutique hotel chain, but they've They've opened up a couple of showrooms, and the new one that they're opening up will star me at the primetime spot at 8 o'clock, five nights a week from Thursday through Monday, starting tomorrow.
And the OYO is, for people who have been to Vegas, used to be the Hooters.
Casino, and still actually proudly announces the world's largest Hooters is inside. But they've also got Steak and Shake. They've also got a few other little show. Another showroom, the Night Owl showroom, has live music, and Tommy Wynn is performing there. Magician Tommy Wynn is performing there. But
they're building your own showroom.
I'm literally getting my own little space, and I saw it the other night, and they're still working on it. But they're telling me what they're going to do with it, and I took some before pictures, and I'm going to take some after pictures because I'm really excited about what they're planning on doing.
And how many seats?
About 120, I think.
It's a nice, intimate kind of a showroom.
It is a small room, but it will look really nice, like a black box theater in the hotel. So.
And a 90-minute show?
75-minute show, yeah.
Okay. And how many shows a night?
One show a night, okay. 8 o'clock, okay. Five nights a week.
And for people who want to get tickets in advance when they're going to be coming to Las Vegas, you'd probably go to?
Vegas.com or go to find the OYO Casino website.
You don't have a website like The Man Who Knows?
You can actually go to themanwhoknows.tv and find my entire schedule. And that's actually a good way to do it, because sometimes there are dark nights in which I go out and do corporate events and stuff.
Right.
So,
right.
So check my calendar listing at themanwhoknows.tv.
We talked about, you and I sat down years ago, so you can go back in the Magic Word podcast and just do a search for Alain New, and you could hear our lovely chat, and I love spending time with you. So glad to see you. We're here tonight, by the way, at the Wonderground, at Jeff McBride's Wonderground. And you ever worked here?
A long time ago. It's been maybe about 10 years. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
So it's been here for a long time.
And it's funny because I was just, when we pulled up here, I said, wow, it's at the exact same spot that it used to be at, the Olive here here on Sunset.
So he's looking good then, too.
Right.
And speaking of the Wonderground, we got one of the performers in tonight, Elliot Hitchcock. Hey, Elliot.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah. And Tim Wise is going to be the MC tonight.
Tim Wise is the MC. He's on his way in here right now.
Okay.
Yep.
And so what are you going to be doing tonight?
I'm doing my my standard opener because of my secret agent background, which is very secret, so we don't get into those details.
Okay.
But I'm going to have some fun with some comedy. Let's put it this way. Explosive comedy magic. How's that? Okay.
Explosive
comedy magic.
I usually think of explosive diarrhea when I think of something explosive.
I've seen the act. Yeah, no, actually, I'm trying a kind of a new experiment tonight. It's, let's see, these are mostly magicians listening to us right now, so
exactly.
I can talk shop.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing, and I'm so proud of this, is I've taken a vacuum cleaner, a wet dry vacuum cleaner, and performing a card sword with a vacuum cleaner.
So
you're seeing a selected card, signed card, launched in...
Cards suck.
The cards suck.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We were calling it the suck a card machine, agents were kind of wondering, so anyway. But I'm looking forward to it.
Like
it's
it.
A good
That's
crowd
a great,
tonight already. SAM's here in town.
That's right, and I understand that they have three shows tonight?
They have three shows. They start off at 8 o'clock with a stage show. Tonight's called the Variety Show, I think.
Yep.
And then they break for close-up. So there's in the various parts of this room, there's close-up stations. And you get to experience the close-up parlor style magic. And then at 10 o'clock is the big, as Jeff McBride puts it, extravaganza.
That's the big party time.
That's right. That's when we all light it up and put on the
kind of
cut
loose a little bit.
Our best, in your case, best costume.
Well, you ought to win already, I think, you know, that you are looking good. You know,
thank you.
I'm going to take a picture.
Where's your turban, though? Come on.
It was actually a conscious decision to not do the turban, as I thought it was maybe just a little overboard on the cultural appropriation.
Well, let's turn around and look. How many people are wearing turbans tonight? I see your point. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Are you sitting front row?
I'm sitting right here.
See, you know how to intimidate everybody. I love that.
You can abuse me.
Right.
Well, I've got a little thing right there which you can help me out with.
Okay. Looks like a fire thing. Okay. It's right. Perfect.
Now
I'm
the
here.
Audience is going, what the heck is he talking about?
That's right. He's going to eject.
One of the explosions, right?
All right.
Now. On the count of three.
Well, there are a bunch of people, a lot of magicians who
this
are channeling.
It's going
here
to be packed tonight. What time is it now?
We've got Mayor Yedid here. We've got Tobias Beckwith is there.
I saw Stan Allen and Al Sanders.
Oh, are they here too?
Yep.
Stan Allen's here? They let him in?
Yep, I just saw him out front.
Okay. We've got Bizarro on the bill.
Bizarro.
And let's see, who else? Mondre.
Mondre's
closing out the evening.
It's going to be really, man, I'm excited to be here.
This is a magic convention within a magic convention within a magic convention.
That sounds awful cool. Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to let you guys go.
In an enigma.
Well, good running into you guys. Enjoy the show.
All right, for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Elliot Hitchcock and Alon New. Scotty out. Hey, so hold on.
So there's an hour break in the middle for close-up if you want to go smoke a cigar.
All righty, so we're still at the Wonderground over here, and I'm with good buddy Luke Dancy. Hey there, Luke.
Scott, it's good to see you, man.
It is awesome to see you here as well. I'm excited to be in Vegas and actually over here at the Wonderground, and you say you come and support this every month.
I do. I do make it a point to come out. I love Jeff. Obviously, he's a legend, and there's always new acts, which makes it exciting. You never know who's going to show up.
How does he find the acts through this?
I don't know. You know, people are traveling. Some people are on tour. Some people just stop in Vegas for other gigs. Like you were talking earlier, you used to do a lot of corporate work here. People do that all the time, and so he snags people when they're here. You never know who's going to pop up on the stage, which is awesome, man.
Wow, they could be from anywhere in the world, basically. You know,
last month I was hanging out with a guy from India, of all places.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you're working with Murphy's Magic Supplies, and you got is it a weekly live podcast that you do? Or
We
talk a little bit about that. It's a Facebook thing.
Yeah, it streams on Facebook and YouTube at the same time. It's now called Unplugged. We just rebranded it. And I've had some great guests popping on. I talked with Matt Franco this week. Next week, I'm actually chatting with Shin Lim. Jeff's agreed to come on and do one, but I've talked to a lot of the creators putting out the new products and just people in the industry, the top people, and it's a lot of fun to take live questions and all that, and then there's the replay afterwards, but it's a lot of fun. I love it.
People can also listen to that live, and you can kind of see people who are jumping on. You can say, hey, hello, Scott, or whoever happens to be on.
Yeah, and I could bring the questions up on the screen. It's a really fun, interactive thing. We do giveaways. If you guys want to win some free magic, we do giveaways every single week. So,
and if they want to get in, how do they do that?
It changes every week.
Okay.
I gotta keep them on. I gotta keep them watching. You know. So
but where do they go to watch? It is on Facebook page. What pages?
Yeah. So if you want to check it out, it's on the Murphy's Magic Facebook page or on their YouTube channel. Both you can find it by looking for Murphy's Magic Supplies. And make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, and you will find us every week. I'll be there. So don't be a stranger.
Tell me about Shin Lim. He working? Is he doing a show here then now, or what's up with that?
So Shin's got an interesting thing. He's actually on tour right now. I think he's near New York or something like that.
Yeah.
He comes out and does the Mirage for like a 4-day stint at a time.
Yeah.
And then he goes away and he comes back and does like another 4 or 5 days.
The same hotel, the same casino?
Yeah, it's at the Mirage. He's in the Terry Fader Theater, and I think that's
really?
Why.
Huh. That's like an afternoon show? Or
no, it's an evening thing, man.
And so he does it before or after Terry's show, or does Terry just dark that night?
I think that's what it is Terry's dark, and so Shin and Colin Cloud does a show with him.
Uh-huh.
They go in, and they've been selling them out. So.
Well, you know, I just was talking with Dave McGee in Dallas, and he was saying that Shin had come through, and I think he had 3 shows, and he had like, I think the top end was like $300 a ticket. He was selling out. He's just killing it.
Yeah, it's great to see someone take magic in a new direction now. You know, up to this point, the mainstream guys were the illusion guys, the stage guys, you know, street magic David Blaine, but he does some, you know, stunt stuff too. But now Shin Lim, a true
close-up guy,
is rocking the world, and it's an awesome thing to see.
Yeah, he's not Hans Klock or somebody, you know.
And he doesn't have the same hair color, but he's definitely got the same hair.
He's got hair.
They've got the hair, man. They can rock the hair.
That's
for
funny.
Sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Vegas right now? What are you seeing? I mean, you've got your finger on the pulse more than anybody I know out here. So.
I try. You know, there's a lot of great people out here.
There's Bizarro.
He's a great guy, too. Yeah, love that dude. I definitely try to go out when there's people in town. You know, several people. Eric Chin from America's Got Talent. He also won FISM with the Ribbon Act. He was out here. We were hanging out with Chris Angel. I took him backstage. We were hanging out. So it's a nice place to be because people will come here at one point, some more than others, but everyone seems to come to Vegas. So I definitely try to stay connected and make sure that the people that come into town I get a little FaceTime with. And we go to shows, we hang out, we chat, and the local guys too. We get together every now and then. We'll hang out, talk shop.
Right.
And just, you know, it's a great community. And every Wednesday, I do want to say this, every Wednesday night, they still do the Darwin's get-together, even though Gary Darwin has passed away.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was curious about that.
Alan Ackerman is now heading it up. He's like the man in charge.
Okay.
Lance Burton's a big supporter of it too.
Yeah.
And every Wednesday it's at Tommy Rockers.
Same place.
No, well, it used to be at Boomers.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. But it is at the same Tommy Rockers.
Okay.
Yeah. Just making sure everybody knows.
Right.
Every Wednesday starts about 8, 9 o'clock, goes into the wee hours.
Like midnight, yeah.
It's a small group of guys. Sometimes there's more than others, but it does happen
and
every
you never know
single
who's
week.
Who's going to show up.
Yeah, I mean,
literally from all over the world, just like you were talking about here at the Wonderground.
Yeah, and you know, that was one of my last places to see Johnny Thompson, rest his soul, there. So yeah, the guys in town, they go out, they're there, so you got to be there to see them, though.
Yeah. It's just a place to hang out. They're really not doing magic, they're not performing, it's just a club kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's literally you have a couple drinks, have some food, you can smoke cigars in the back, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So I smoke,
that's
cool. Yeah, it's great. It's a great time, yeah. And you know, off the strip, there's a lot of great stuff to do with the local guys. There's a lot of great talent in this town, as you know.
Yeah.
And I definitely take advantage of it as much as I can, for sure.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Luke. Glad you're here joining us here tonight.
I love it.
We got awesome seats right here in the front row.
Oh, you do it right, man. You do it right, Scott. I love it.
Nothing but the best for you, man.
Oh, right on, man.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Luke Dancy, man, right there. That's Luke.
Cheers.
Scotty out. Hey, so we're still at the Wonderground. I'm having just a marvelous time. Of course, the martinis are good, too. But I'm here with my good buddy, Mr. Scott Land. Hey there, Scott.
Do they have martinis here? I didn't even know.
I'm into my third one so far, so I'm doing pretty good.
Yes.
So what are you doing here? I thought you'd be out in Los Angeles. I mean, you split your time between the two.
Yeah, we try to stay in Vegas as much as possible now because we're teaching a lot of our classes now.
That's true, yeah.
Here at the studio. So that's what we're preparing for in March.
For those who don't know Scott Land, by the way, that he is the puppeteer. I don't know how to say. I mean, there's nobody that has knows more about puppets and building marionettes and carving these and everything. And actually, that Scott does that, and his lovely wife Lisa is the one who does all the painting.
She does the finishing work
on the head.
Work, yeah, right.
And so she does a marvelous job of that then
right.
as well.
Yes, I do, darling.
There she is. But if you guys had seen the movie,
Team America World Police.
That's right.
Yeah.
That your name was in the. I was just watching that just the other night.
Yeah.
And I said, I know the guy. You know, who was involved with that was Seth MacFarlane and all that. You know,
yeah, Trey Parker and Matt, Trey and Matt Stone and Trey Parker. That's right.
Okay.
It's been so long.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
And is that where you got the name Team Land for Scott Land?
Yeah, actually.
Okay, gotcha.
That's
because
right.
It was Team America, and so you were, okay, got that.
Yeah.
So Team Land is the one. So you've been teaching classes actually on what? How to do carving or marionetting or?
People are really curious on how they can build and create a marionette. So what we essentially do is create a character as a kit, and they will come in as a student, and it's usually about 15 to 20 students together putting their marionettes together. In 3 days, they paint them. All the joints and everything have been put together already by myself, and then they will string them along with me, and then we will rehearse the routine. So we've had the balloon blowing clown in one class, the juggler in another class, ice skater in another one, and then this next one is going to be a magician. Very basic, very simple trick, not as complex as the character I used to do, the amazing Ballantine.
Ballantine, right.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Are you still doing that at all? Like, do you go to the form of the castle with that?
Actually, we've retired it because it was so sophisticated and so hard to set up for every show. It took too long. And then we had a collector actually buy it from us, and so
okay.
He's got it in his collection now.
It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And so you carved the one also for Dick Van Dyke,
that's
among
right.
other celebrities, and Gilbert Gottfried you did, and
that's right.
And others.
Yeah, and Stallone, and the last one was actually Dick Van Dyke for his 90th birthday, and this year he's celebrating his 94th birthday, so yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's still going strong.
He's doing great. Always up, always in amazing animated movement all the time. He wrote a book called Just Keep Moving. That's the key. And he tells you exactly if you're older to how to go downstairs so that you don't throw your hip out because people try to go down sideways. He tells you everything, how to handle it. And then the other thing that he does each day is he wakes up early and goes to the gym every day and stretches.
He stretches, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching the movie Two Popes, The Two Popes. It was on Netflix. Highly recommend that movie, by the way. It's up for some Oscars as well as the actors. And one of the things was Sir Anthony Hopkins as Pope Benedict, or what, was he had a watch. He kept saying, get up, move, and walk. He kept telling him to keep moving.
He, you know, what's interesting is Anthony Hopkins and Dick Van Dyke are really close friends.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not surprised at that.
But. When Dick was going through the last year, the house in Malibu was getting close to being burned down from the fires that were happening.
Oh, yeah.
It was actually Anthony Hopkins who said, you can stay at his place, which was in Westwood, in the Westwood area. So they were possibly going to be staying there, but the fires went through and it was okay on their house. But
they were close enough friends, he said, you can stay at my place.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I didn't realize Hopkins had a place in California, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I just thought he had a place in England.
He basically tries to keep it quiet, and he's somewhat of a recluse, from what Dick was saying. Yeah.
Not after they hear this podcast. I mean, all 12 people who are listening are going to go tell him. Hey, so do you get here very often to the Wonderground?
I actually performed here about 3 years ago. That was the last time I was here performing. And then we come twice a year. So we like to come when we've seen performers, and we know the SAM convention's in town.
Yeah.
So we knew it'd be a lot of turnout, of a larger turnout.
Is this larger tonight than normal?
It is, yeah.
It's packed.
It's pretty packed. And
there must be 200 people here.
Yeah, I would say usually it's about 100, so it's about half the size.
Yeah.
And then as it gets later, the third show is usually the bigger show, and more people come for that.
Oh, okay. Because I know there's something else happening at 10 right now. They're doing the close-up.
That's
so now
right.
The public, well, the public can come anyhow, but
that's
this
right.
Is what, they just open the doors for anybody for free or what?
No, it's actually for locals, $10, and for people coming that are
$20.
$20, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can also get tickets online, by the way. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think if you can at least make reservations. I think it was LasVegasWonderground.com or something like that. I saw that up over and say, well, Scott, always good to see you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. And again, anytime that you want to come over to our shop, you're more than welcome because we'll be there. You know, Scott, you're always welcome. Anytime.
Well, and thanks for the offer at your place also. I know you got that extra room over there.
That's right.
If I ever need someplace too. One of the best guys, I tell you. I'm so thankful to have friends, you know, like Luke Dancy, you know, that we were just talking with over there, and like Scott Land and all these guys that are over here. And so thank you very much for your friendship and also for being on the podcast. Great. So that was Scott Land and Lisa Land over there.
Hey, how are you guys?
This is Scotty out. Well, we are back in Frankie's Tiki Room. If you can kind of hear the music in the background, and I'm here. If I'm at the Tiki Room, that means it's afternoon drinking time and smoking cigars with my buddy James DeMare. Hey, DeMare.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Fantastic.
And who else is with
and
us?
And Dick Olson is over here. Hey, Dick.
Hey, how are you doing?
And Dick is with me from Houston, and also he and I are rooming together for this convention, for the SAM convention. And what I wanted to kind of follow up on while we're here, just briefly, because when we last talked, you were just at the Thunderbird and getting ready to move over to the Mint. I don't even think that you had revealed I don't think you told us because you were still looking and thinking about it. You didn't want to talk about it. Well, now you've been over there, so tell us a little about what's going on since the move and all that.
How can I put it? It's awesome. I mean, I'm very fortunate to find another place that has a vintage name, because it's all about branding, that is even more supportive, more retro.
Just, more intimate, too.
Yeah, more intimate. You can be a lot closer. Service is better. Yeah, well, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's like right next to the Golden Steer, which is an official Rat Pack hangout. I mean, they did hang out there. It's two blocks from the Sahara. It's right in the crown jewel of Vegas, of that core little area. And what's really nice about it, well, the downside was they didn't have any lighting. So overnight I had to learn, I bought intelligent lighting, had to learn lighting.
Yeah.
But now it's even better. We had intelligent lighting at the other place, but I didn't have the control I have because they weren't mine.
Well, you had Steve Sokolsky helping you. Is he still doing that?
Yeah.
Now,
no, no. We brought in, you know, he's busy with the Cirque show,
yeah.
and he couldn't be there all the time. So I'd hired this other guy to do sound, and it was really good. And all I had to do was, because I had rebuilt the lighting cue, so all I had to do was push buttons. But now I've got a lighting board, and I actually have to build cues and learn all this. So I actually have a high school student who's getting some points and stuff that is actually getting paid. And her main thing was sound. Her name is Victoria, great student. But now she's really getting into lighting. So every time I'm changing cues and doing stuff, she says, okay, how did you get there? So it's nice to be able to even do something like that. It's not even magic, and, you know, helping a young mind.
Now, when you were at the Thunderbird, you were on Thursday nights, but now you're on Tuesday nights. Is that right?
Tuesday nights. Myriad of reasons. They already had Thursday and Friday. They have a karaoke thing, which is very successful with a following. They have swing dancing on Fridays. So it's not that I can't get that date. I'm just not going to get that date now.
Yeah, I got to push for it right now. And so you just do one show on Tuesday or two?
Just do one show.
Okay.
One show.
And where can people find tickets?
One show of me at night is enough. They need the rest of the week to relax.
High energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you got something else you might be working on possibly?
Well, you know, I'm always looking around. You know, I've always loved Palm Springs. I've worked there before. And there's a couple real cool retro rooms. There's a couple rooms where that still exists that Sinatra worked. So I've been asked to go talk,
consider.
Had some things, and while I was there, it was great. I got to see Marvin. I love seeing
how's he doing?
Mr. E. He's doing great. He's in his new place, and it does.
It's Marvin Roy, Mr. Electric, by the way.
Yeah, Mr. E. And so they put up the pictures and made the room look exactly like his living room, so he doesn't get that lonely. But, you know, it's like it's a very upscale, it's not really a home.
He's 92 now, right?
Yeah. And he says he's going to hang around until he's 100, so.
That's good. What was that you said? I like that. That I want you to live 100 years and I'll be the last one.
Oh, yeah. So Sinatra used to have this saying, is, may you live 100 years, your toast. May you live 100 years and the last voice you hear is mine. So my toast to you guys were, may you live 100 years and the last magic you see is mine.
I like that then, too. Well, good. I'm glad that you're keeping busy and that you moved over there and things are still looking good and smoking cigars and having some little afternoon tiki drinks.
Thank you for hanging out and wanting to get drunk with me.
It's always fun. Hey. And thank you, Dick, also for joining us. So we're going to be doing a lot more. The convention hasn't even begun yet, and as you'd heard from some of the conversation we'd already had earlier, we were in the Jeff McBride's Wonder Ground there last evening, and I did not get a chance to chat with Jeff because he was very busy, obviously, and kind of seating people and running around and helping people. I didn't really want to take any time away, so I might be able to get a chance to chat with him later, but he's now celebrating his 11th year actually of having the Wonderground there, which
quite
is kind
an accomplishment.
Of amazing.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is. So, anyhow, thank you guys very much, and thank you, DeMayor.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
Scotty out. Well, good morning. Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com, and we are here in Las Vegas, finally at the convention. After all these pre-convention activities, things have been going on, and last evening we happened to have our kickoff lecture that was by Bruce Calver about Tech Talk. Pretty cool. But one of the first booths I wanted to come to, and I think you probably should too, is SEO Magic. And here is Daisuke. Hey, Daisuke.
Hi, nice to meet you. Sorry, yeah, I know you.
Well, he's talking to this little microphone, so it's nice to meet the microphone. We know each other.
That's right.
For years. Anyhow, yeah, I want to come here because he has a lot of really cool things, and perhaps you may have seen them. How do you explain the rainbow effect there, by the way?
The rainbow is very unique technology. You know, with human's eye, we can't see anything. But when you take a photo with a flash, the card or, you know, the destination film appear on their smartphone, which is a spectator smartphone. So, you know, when they take a look back at your smartphone, they're going to remind you, I want to see one more guy one more time.
Yeah.
The magician, so they're going to ask you to perform again, or they're going to give you another, you know, the show.
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's good.
It is, and particularly because it's with their phone, they can take it home with them. Yeah. They explain to everybody, look at what just happened to me.
Yeah. That's right, yes.
Is that one of your best sellers?
Of course.
So, yeah, I came and I got the full package of the five different sets. What all are in the ones? You got the Statue of Liberty, Eiffel Tower, and what else here?
That's our China and India, Egypt.
Yeah.
Not Egypt, like our Brazil and Paris and England.
There we go.
Yep.
Very cool. And so, anyhow, yeah, a lot of really other cool stuff, and Daisuke attends a lot of other conventions, so if you get a chance to go to about any place, what other conventions are you going to this year?
The next one?
You're going to be going, yeah, next one from here.
Blackpool.
Okay. Yeah. Which is just, yeah, coming up very soon. That'll be huge, of course. And so, how many times have you been coming to this convention, the SAM?
SAM, maybe mostly every 2 years, 3 years, yeah.
2 or 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I caught you this time. Good. Well, enjoy the convention. Thanks a lot, Daisuke.
Thank you.
For the Magic Word Podcast. That was Daisuke with SEO Magic. Scotty, yeah. All right, now I'm moving around the dealer's room a little bit. That we are now over at Nielsen's poster collection with our favorite, Lupe. Hey there, Lupe. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Fantastic. Always good. Good to see you. You're doing well. I follow you all the time and the beautiful things you've been making, you know, all the time on Instagram and everything. And I highly recommend if you guys don't follow her on Instagram, please do. And what is your Instagram name?
Instagram is at nnmagic.lupe, L-U-P-E.
Very easy to find, because sometimes it's hard to spell Nielsen because of the O or whatever, or I
exactly.
before E, or I'm sure people, that's a good one.
Magic.lupe.
But you're here at this convention, and you have got a lot of posters and everything, and you've been coming for years, of course. Now it's in Vegas, it's in your hometown over here, basically.
Yeah.
I say home, you're from
Panama.
Yeah. And so, how's Norm doing? Just
Well, Norm unfortunately has Alzheimer's. Yeah. He's had it for about 5 years. And he's slowly declining, but the thing is, he still communicates very well. He has a very good disposition. So he'll probably come to the convention this afternoon.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, so he has a caretaker that will probably bring him for a couple hours, hang out with the magicians, and hopefully if he's not too confused, just come in, say hi. He loves
take a picture.
Take a picture. He loves to hang out with guys, with people. And
now this is going to go up tomorrow, which will be on Sunday. So will he be here on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday?
We'll try.
Possibly.
We'll try
good.
To bring him over.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Are you still? I know you've been a caretaker forever, but is he living at home or is he in a hospital?
He's living at home. Yeah. Right. No, I intend to keep him at home
as long as you can.
As I can.
Sure,
absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's new? What kind of new posters have you got that you?
Well, in this convention, it is not a collector's convention.
Right.
So
which I will see you in May at that collector's convention,
exactly.
by the way, with Bill Smith and David Sandy. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a great convention. So for the collectors, guys, get in the waiting list. It's worth it if you can make it.
If you can make it. There's a waiting list. Yeah.
So for this convention, what we have is a bunch of reproduction posters from our collection. And we have about 400 images online that you can select. So we have a selection of the images that we sell here at the SAM. And to decorate the booth, we did bring an original poster. The Ernest Thorne, which is very special.
I never heard of Ernest Thorne.
Yeah, so it is a very, very special image. There's probably, I've only seen like two or three in the world.
Who was he? Have you done some research on who he is?
Yeah, he was an illusionist in Europe. I believe he was German.
Looks very much like a Keller poster or Thurston, perhaps. Must have been in that era. Obviously.
It's the same era. Yeah, that poster is from 1910. Mm-hmm. And the name of his show was Dreamland,
okay.
And he just performed it all over Europe, and that's the poster that commemorates that show.
I'm going to take a picture of that and put that on there. So those of you who are listening, if you go to themagicwordpodcast.com to our blog, you'll see that picture there then as well. And you got some tables and other kinds of stuff. It's not just posters and whatnot, but you've got what else over here?
We have magic props. We have the usual things that Nielsen Magic is known for the latex dove, for the vanishing bottles, and for Okito Nielsen items, which are limited editions of props that we make all the time. And just take a look around. We have about 25 regular items that everybody knows us for.
Right. I have a question about the vanishing bottles and, the rubber bottles and everything. Is there some sort of a fluid, or how would you try, what would you suggest to kind of bring them back, get rid of that tackiness? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, as vinyl ages, it can get tacky. So a good cleaner for it is if you go to the store and get Goo Gone. Is an excellent cleaner for that tackiness as well as lighter fluid.
Okay.
After you clean your bottle with those liquids, then take some Armor All and polish the bottle.
Okay.
Now the bottles, I was telling the guys that the bottles that are older were much better because they had the chemicals were amazing. There are some Nielsen bottles that I have seen around that are 15, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
and they still work. They're beautiful. But as of recently, all the environmental regulations in California and everywhere, they have removed a lot of the chemicals that preserve the plastics. So, unfortunately, if you get a Nielsen bottle currently, it'll probably last 3 or 4 years before you have to replace it.
Okay.
And that's, but guess what? You're saving the planet.
Which is good for it. That's good.
Yeah, you're saving the planet, but they're removing all the phthalates and all the nasties that used to actually make the bottles more beautiful. Yeah.
When you're talking about using the Goo Gone and also the, you said lighter fluid, would you use both or one or the other?
You can use one or the other, but to take the stickiness...
Yeah.
Use a Goo Gone or the lighter fluid, and that'll take off the sticking, the nasty stickiness of the bottle, and it'll extend the life a little bit more.
Okay, yeah. Good tips. Good, very good. Lupe, thanks very much. As always, good, very good to see you. And hope to see Norm for the Magic Word Podcast. That was Lupe Nielsen. Scotty. So they're closing the dealer room. The dealer room is closed, but I'm here with the dean of...
I just came in. As soon as I came in, they closed the whole dealer room. I'll come
because
back.
Because it happened. We'll walk out the hallway here, George.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me grab one of this. So I've got with me then George Schindler. So hello, George.
Hello, how are you? We're doing it again.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, well...
We'll be back to open up here at 12:30, so come on back and spend your money.
So this is kind of an interesting thing about how they will close the dealer's room as opposed to competing against other activities.
Well, actually, they were competing against the council meeting. Nobody comes to the council meeting. They will come to the dealer.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you if we sit right here, they wouldn't mind here in a second.
I don't mind.
Okay.
They could throw us out.
All right. You know the people, don't you? You know somebody.
I know a little bit about it, everybody.
You're the dean. And
how about that?
We've talked about that before, and you were the successor to Jay Marshall, is that right?
Yeah, he was the real dean.
Yeah.
He was the one who really deserved the honor.
You deserve the honor. But
I've been just hanging on longer, that's all. Just hanging around. He was a great guy. So.
Yeah, he was. You got any good Jay Marshall stories?
Yeah, we have a collection, the Ellison Wand Collection in Perrin Assembly in New York. 82 wands that Ellison had. And I wanted to insure it. So I called Jay. I said, how do I figure out the value of these wands? He said, well, very simple. You go down to the lumber yard.
Weigh them.
He says, you ask for the price of dowel. And then you just measure it. And you can figure, that's not a real answer. But he really meant it. The only value is what somebody wants to pay for it.
That's kind of like, you know, with magazines now, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
You know that the way to try to figure out their value is to weigh them and then figure out how much that the price for paper is.
I have a business or had a business. I couldn't get rid of DVDs. I can't get rid of VHS tapes. You just can't get them. Today, a kid doesn't even read a book. He goes into his pocket, looks at his telephone, or goes to your podcast.
Or the podcast, that's right. You know, that is when I was at the Top Hat and Magic, I forgot, John McClanahan's shop here in Houston. We were near Las Vegas, yeah. I noticed that he had a bunch of videotapes, and his deal is you buy anything like over $25 in the shop, you get a free videotape.
and he can't get rid of it any other way.
Yeah.
I hate to throw them away.
Yeah.
First of all, you can't throw away videotapes because you can't recycle them because of the tape inside.
Okay.
But then you can't throw it as garbage because it's got tape in it. It's recyclable stuff, and you can't even get rid of it.
That's right. That's right.
We had an auction at Perrin Assembly in New York a couple of weeks ago. And if you order auction tape, you had to have a package of 10 VHS tapes to auction in a group, no matter what they were, and you got to spend more than $1 a piece. nobody bought them.
Nobody took them.
They have nothing to play them on.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was talking to Don Weiberg, and they were having some time back about an auction that they were having there in Chicago, and he was saying that he had a bunch of magazines he was taking to the trash. He said, somebody take them, and he said, as he was leaving and saying, one last chance, and there was some guy and his son said, I'll take them. Mm-hmm. You know, so at least some young person did get them.
Yeah, but the young people get them, they look at them, they throw them away, and look on YouTube to see what the trick was.
That's true. Yeah.
And that's what's happening today. Well, the world changes.
That's true. Yeah. I just had a long conversation with Stan Allen yesterday. In fact, we were talking about, you know, kind of the future of what magazines are like.
That's right. Yeah, magazines are disappearing.
Yeah.
Even the talk at the Parent Assembly at the SAM National Council yesterday at the caucus, they were talking, we're online with our magazine,
right.
And there are people who want hard copies, but they're all old white guys. That's what I was wanting.
So, you know, that is a kind of a funny thing, now that you mention that, because that they'd recently, the SAM was a little chastised about this. I think it was a good idea, and that is that if you're a life member, that... you would have to pay an additional...
We discussed that in Chicago last meeting. They ran into a financial problem. They figured this was a way to solve it.
Yeah.
But they didn't solve it right. What they should have done is saying, we need money, donate.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, give me $36 for a magazine.
Yeah.
They would have gotten more money then it's resolved. A lot of people were objecting. But as a life member, you didn't become a life member because you wanted the magazine. You became a life member to support the organization.
That's right.
And nobody said you're going to get anything. They donated to the endowment fund, and they then became a life member.
Yeah.
The money was for the endowment fund. And membership is like that.
Right. But just so some people who are listening who are not members, life members in particular, that they decided that in order to cut some costs, is that they'd only be available digitally, that you can still download and read the magazine.
Every issue of MUM is online right now.
That's just what I'm glad you mentioned
every
that. Bruce Calvert said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them.
And so that's available for members only?
Yes.
And once that, if you let your membership lapse, will you still have access to that or not?
No.
So that you have to maintain?
You have to put in your password, and if your password is not right anymore, it's not going to go up.
Oh, gotcha. But you can go, and it's, as I understand, Bruce Calvert said, currently it's not searchable.
Hello, how are you?
In other words, I can't type in George Schindler's name.
Not yet, but there is a way to search individual issues.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to show me that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did a research on some of them because I was looking for some stuff. For example, I wanted to find out about conventions, so I went. Convention is usually July, so September I looked at the reviews, and the reviews were all great about all the action. None of the reviews told us how many people were at the convention. None of them told us if it was successful or not. They all told us about the great acts they were.
Well, need to go back to the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. But I was able to do that online.
Yeah.
By looking up the old magazine.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you know about how many people are registered for this convention?
Over 600.
Really?
Yes.
That's fantastic. I thought it would be half that number.
We got to get a couple more because I think I don't know what they signed up for the hotel, but
yeah.
But you know, we get.
We always have pretty good attendance when they have it here in Vegas.
Vegas has always been successful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville was very successful, but the IBM SAM conventions are always successful.
Yeah, combined. When's the next combined? Have they decided?
They don't even know where the next one is.
People have asked me that, so I wondered. I thought maybe they'd discuss that at the meeting.
We're going to be in May. We're going to join up with the Canadian Association.
The CAM?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have our meeting there because we're not having a convention. This is it.
Now, what about next year? Because you'll be competing against FISM.
Well, I don't know what they're doing next year. They haven't got it to 2021. Is not 2022. I think they're coming back to Vegas.
Okay, but 21 years, it's undecided.
I don't think they've
time
decided.
Or location.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm waiting for the survey to come out.
Survey says?
They'll mail it to me. I want to just hang around and see how it all ends.
Yeah. Well, you've been hanging around for at least, 72 years?
Not almost. I was a six-member year here for 60 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm having my 91st birthday in a couple of months.
You're still shy of Marvin Roy.
Marvin is I think
92. I think.
Yeah, I think
him, Walter Blaney, both.
Yeah, he's a couple of years older than I am.
Yeah. I was gonna say you're a young man over there still.
Hey, I meet all these kids. Everybody's young.
Yeah, yeah.
You too.
Are you learning a lot? Well, me too. Are you learning a lot of stuff from the kids too?
I'm learning from the kids a lot because the kids going back, they don't read books anymore. And that's a shame. They should. They look at their telephones and. Mm. You buy a trick today, you don't get instructions.
Yeah.
You got to go to your computer or your telephone to see what the trick is all about.
Isn't that true?
And then they love the trick, but then they get the trick, they're not going to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the tricks, they're good to see online.
Sure.
But when you go to buy it, it's not exactly what you should encrypt.
Well, it's true, but you want to see it like in a performing situation.
Yeah.
A lot of times those online things will have real people.
Some of them do, yeah. Some of them do. But one guy who does the trick does it, and everybody else says, I could do that, but they don't really do it.
Do it, yeah.
But that's fine. It keeps the dealers happy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. And it looks like we've got a pretty good dealer's room here.
We've got a large dealer's room.
I'm going to guess, we got about 30 dealers or so?
I have no idea, but they're great.
Absolutely do.
They're not all in yet. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I've noticed that there are some aces and spaces here right now.
They're coming in late.
Yeah. So I'll see you at Abbott's this year. You're going to be doing the Vanarama again?
I hope to do the Abbott. I missed it last year. My wife was ill, but this year I should make it.
Yeah.
I don't drive at night, so I got to figure out where to stay at night.
Okay. Well, I thought you should stay at that lady's home.
Yeah, but I don't think she wants to do it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's traveling. It was lovely. It was next to the cemetery. It was delightful.
Yeah, because Kathy and I stayed with...
we stayed there one time with you.
Yeah, Los Andes and Outer Bridges and all that.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We've been there for 10, 12 years.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think... right now, I try to reach her. She's not even in town. They were up in the upper...
I know she's a realtor, as I recall.
Her husband is a realtor.
Oh, that was
her husband.
Yeah. So you've been doing the Vanarama for... Now, explain what the Vanarama is.
Well, I just ad lib it. Mostly people come to. We talk about ventriloquism, how to be event, and we show them event dolls and how they were constructed. And we do a show, we show all ad lib. We depending on
who shows up.
Yeah, occasionally we have a ventriloquist who shows up. Then I don't have to do very much.
And it's all part of the Abbott's get together.
Yeah,
Yeah. It's a convention within a convention, basically.
Well, it's for membership. It's usually the Thursday morning, and then we do an hour, and hopefully they're very successful.
Yeah, because I just did a podcast I released earlier this week with John Sterlini and Carl Thornton.
Of course,
Carl's
right there.
And John owns the... Carl owns the pizza place, Five Star Pizza.
I didn't know he did that.
And so anyhow, we were talking about just colon Michigan in general and that, you know, why it's called the rural capital of magic. And,
yeah, well, Blackstone settled there. And
Have you got a plot there? Are you going to be in San Diego?
I'll tell you, this is going to be a shock to you. My ashes are going to be inserted into an hourglass. They're going to have to put something in it to make it run, and it's going to go to the SAM Hall of Fame and be put in storage with the rest of the stuff. But anytime you want me to work, just turn me over and I'll be working.
He's ready to go. Here goes George right now. Yeah.
This is a gag that Duke Stern.
That's what I heard. I was going to say, when I sounded familiar. Someone just recently told me that.
Yeah, and he never did. Poor Duke, when his ashes were spread all over the table.
Yeah.
At Abbott's, when they were putting the catalogs, they put it all together in newspapers and they buried him in the Abbott's catalog. They had to redo the Abbott's catalog. I don't know if that's a true story, but it's a great story. And every time I go, we stay at that lady's house, and we take a walk around. Duke is in the front, and everybody else is in the back.
Yeah, I know Al Leone gives a cemetery tour every year.
He does it every year. I got pictures of every one of those gravestones. Just for the hell of it, I was going to do a book on it, but Al beat me to it.
You know, some years ago when I was there, that Hank Morehouse he had his headstone already ready, and his wife was taking a picture of him laying down, you know, on the ground. Yeah. And it's like, oh, I wish I would have run over there and grabbed one, just because it was like 6 months later he passed.
You know? Yeah, but you know, it's interesting. They sent his remains in a beautiful box from China where he died, and they buried the box right there.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there before the box arrived. It was very interesting. Jackie's still around. We talked to her once.
Because I was there with you also whenever they over in Pigeon, what was that?
White Pigeon.
Yeah,
they did a street after him.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Actually, did a little podcast from there. And I talked with the mayor and people as they were doing the tickets picture.
I was there. I remember that. Yes,
yeah, that was cool. Well, listen, there you got another event that's going on right now. George, always a pleasure.
Catch me at 1:30.
Okay.
They're doing me at 1:30.
All right. Hold on just a minute. For the Magic Word Podcast, that was George Schindler, the Dean of the Magic. Thanks for that.
Still.
All right, so we just finished one of the first morning sessions. The dealers had closed, and then Matt Franco gave a talk. It was kind of interesting, kind of a Q&A thing, talking about his experience at AGT. And so I haven't had a chance yet to talk to Matt, but you can go back in the podcast, do a search for Matt Franco, and you can see or listen to a one-hour conversation I had with him back in his dressing room about a year or two ago. But right now I've got another guy who was on AGT. You may have heard of him. This is John Dornbos. Hey there, John.
Hey, rock on, man. This is cool. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. And you just happened to be in Vegas, or did you come specifically for the SAM convention? Or?
Yeah, so Mike Miller always hits me up and says, yo, man, here's the conventions, and schedules never worked out. So I finally said, yo, I think I can make this.
Yeah.
So I had a couple days off, came here, first one, and it's been cool.
You're one busy guy, you know.
Life's good, man.
It has been good for you. As I've been talking to different people, I've been hearing you've been flying here and there, just not around the U.S., but all over the world, I guess, doing shows.
It's good, and I'd say a core business of mine is being like a keynote, and I get to add the magic within it.
Yeah.
So the corporate circuit's been great. Do theater shows here and there, and we're kind of getting that squared away. But look, you know, Matt was up here lecturing. Franco did a great job. Big fan.
Yeah.
Not just as a magician, but a person. To see a guy like that have success. And
success, exactly.
To watch it, it's just cool, right? And he deserves it. So.
Well, and likewise with you, you know, and your success story and kind of what you've done and the process that you've gone through. And I'm sure that's part of your keynote motivational speech that you talk about. Then.
Yeah, you got to keep on keeping on, right? You got to show up every day. So
that's right.
Yeah, you know, part of my life, I wrote a book called Life is Magic.
Life is Magic.
Lifeismagic.com, and you can get it. And
Amazon?
It's everywhere. Okay. Barnes & Noble's, they're at the stores. It's all over. So it's been good. It's my life story and kind of how magic kind of saved my life and got me through different parts of my life.
You didn't bring any copies along with you?
You know what, dude? Mike even said, you'd set something up, sell it. But, you know, I kind of just wanted to come and...
Not push something.
I just want to walk around and
have you had
and
a chance to go to the dealer's room already?
Yeah, I did, man. It was cool.
I see you got a briefcase or a suitcase.
Oh, yeah,
backpack,
bought some stuff.
So.
Okay. I bought some stuff.
Yeah, I've already got a couple $100 myself and it just already opened. So what is one of your favorite tricks? I'm not going to keep you long here, but what is one of the favorite things you use to in your speech that is kind of a go-to thing that you might change out some other stuff, but is there one thing that you do to kind of emphasize a point in your speech?
You know what? I do a triumph series, and it's like a 3-4 phase triumph. going back to a theme of live in vision, not in circumstance, and basically how the world throws stuff at us, and that's just life. And how we view it, that's what's going to separate us. And so,
and that's on an overhead screen, I guess?
Yeah, yeah, we do the IMAG and all that. Yeah. So for me, sitting down at a card table, that's where I have the most fun.
So you like close-up better than stage or stand-up?
I like it all. Yeah. But when I was a kid, I always thought it'd be cool to be sitting on a stage and have a lot of people care about you shuffling something on a table. Just that dynamic.
To have them care enough about those little pasteboards.
Yep.
That's a very good point.
And to me, it was more about that.
Yes.
And every time I sit at a table and I look up, I'm like, holy cow, there's 1,500 people here that care.
Did you ever imagine or envision yourself of being in that position where you were going to be talking to 1,500 people and doing card tricks for somebody when you were a kid?
Okay, this might come out arrogant.
Okay.
But every damn day.
Do you really?
Every damn day. And you know what? That's why it's happening.
That's awesome.
I believe this. It's the power of positive thinking, intentional living. And it might not happen when you want, but guess what? It happens. You know. So, hey, here's one for you, too.
Okay, yeah.
I want to fly on a jet my whole life. That's all I want. I just want a private jet, right? Okay. Is that too much to ask for? Come on, guys.
No.
So every time I'm on Southwest, I close my eyes.
That's my magic carpet.
Yeah, right? Yeah, me too. Yeah, right? I close my eyes, and I'm sitting on a G5. I'm sitting on a Global 5000.
Yep.
And sure enough, one day it happened. Now, look, it might only happen once, but guess what? I did it.
Before I die, I did it.
So
you can always say.
That's it.
Your dream had come true.
Yeah.
So it was your bucket list thing when you were young and still have already done that.
Yeah. I believe in impossible dreams. And if you don't think you're going to get there, then you're not.
I agree with that because a lot of times you will achieve those dreams sooner than you believe if you have that dream to begin with. In other words, if you don't reach far enough, you're not going to necessarily get there because there are a lot of great things along the way that you're going to... In other words, if you're going to be the president of a company, you should be wanting to be a president, you know, but along the way, there are other things that are happening, you know. And also, I've always said, it's a plan, so this way it's okay. I want to be here in 5 years because you'll reach your dreams faster, like in 2 or 3 years, because you're thinking 5 years, but you're working hard and you realize, oh, I got there already.
So a subtle thing I do, my passwords are always where I'm going to be in 5 years. So that password's always changing, but then I'm telling myself over and over and over every day, all day, where I'm going.
And you're seeing, I'm sure, these things come to fruition faster.
Heck
by
yeah,
having that kind of a dream.
Yeah, there's something in common with the person that says I can't and the person that says I can. They're both right.
You've given this speech before.
Yeah, they, right? Donut.
I kind of hear you. John, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you. This is really cool.
I'd love to sit down with you. Maybe sometime we got a chance, maybe to Skype call, or maybe Mike Miller, my buddy, who can set up something. We can chat for an hour because I'm sure others would love to hear more about what you have to say because you got a lot of good thoughts and keep doing what you're doing. You're great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was John Dorbos. Scotty out. So we just finished listening to Matt Franco, as you heard, and we had a chance to chat with John Dornbos and all these other celebrities that are all around us, and one of them being Mr. Steve Bargatze. Hey there, Steve. How are you?
Scott, always good to see you, man.
It's good to see you because he, Steve, in case you don't know, is quite a celebrity because he's the father of Nathan Bargatze.
Yeah, that's my ID anymore. That's what I am.
That is so, you got to be so proud. Of course, we talk about this all the time. But so tell me, I know everybody just got here for the convention, I know you're involved with the IBM and on the board and everything, but from the SAM standpoint, do you attend this convention very often?
Whenever it's near me, I always try. And, I've been an SAM member almost as long as IBM, too. So, I mean, I think it's great. And whenever I attend, it's the same with the IBM. I attend whenever I can and stuff. But sometimes life takes over. But I've been to probably at least about 8. Or 9 of these.
Now that you're here now and that you're on the board with the IBM, are you looking at this from a standpoint of potentially having some ideas that you can use?
I look the way my wife manages our home now. I look at everybody that's in control and management, how they run things, just to see, wow, okay, that's maybe a good, maybe not such a good idea.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, yes. That's a long way to say yes.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
A little bit of a different perspective. You're looking at it from a different eye.
Yeah. And how I got involved in this. Just so you know and everybody knows, I didn't ask to be president.
But you will serve.
I will serve.
Are you going to be incoming or after?
Yeah, I will be in
Alexander's right now.
He's doing great, Alexander. And I will be installed in Pittsburgh in July.
Very good. And tell us about that. Pitch that convention.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what. First, the coolest thing that we need to know is that we're going to let all the youth in for free. So anybody that's a youth member of the IBM will be able to attend that convention, at least the registration, for free. It does have a little sideline. They do have to come with a paid register, their parent, but they can come in on a cheaper, you know, thing if it's just their parents.
Parent or guardian, else. as long as they have it paid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, as long as you have that. So we're looking forward to opening those doors and trying to reach out to the youth. And because we know that, no doubt, that's our future and everything.
Of course.
But Sean Farquhar is doing the talent, and so you know it's going to be just great, and they're releasing those out gradually right now.
Anybody right now that you can announce? You can think of off the top of your head? I know, I've put you on the spot here.
Yeah. I need to.
That's okay. But then go to magician.org.
Yes, magician.org, and they can see all that information and stuff. I can promise it's going to be great. The venue, we were just there, is fantastic. It has a little bit of like if you were in Grand Rapids, and that's a beautiful little hotel, beautiful theaters and all that. And then there's a lot of neat little places around there to eat and to walk, famous, and just it's just going to be a great place to have a convention.
How are you enjoying the convention here in Vegas?
Yeah, the first day, so I'm excited. This is great.
Anybody or anything you were looking forward to seeing or just here for the hang?
Well, I was hoping to get interviewed by you, so I got that off my list.
Off your bucket list.
And stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I got switched to, I'm doing the Johnny Thompson Memorial because Fielding was gone, so we switched our two shows.
Is he out with
Lance
in that show?
Yeah. So he, of course, he doesn't look at his schedule like I don't. And so he was unaware until just about 2 weeks ago that he couldn't do it. So we're switching places. But I'll be done, and then I got the My King Roast. I'm looking forward to that.
And that's tomorrow night.
That's Monday night.
Monday night. Okay. Yeah. So if you guys have not registered for the convention, I think you probably still have a little bit of room.
I think they do. Come on out.
Yeah, that's right. They should. All right. Yeah. So the Magic Word Podcast. That was Steve Ragazzi, the incoming president of the International Brother Magician. Scotty out. So we were having the dealer's demo, I guess what do you call it, dealer show.
Dealer show going on right now.
And speaking of dealers, that at Magic Live, they always have great dealer's show.
You want to start this over?
Let me restart this. Hello, this is Scott Wells.
Hi, I'm Scott Wells. This is my guest, Stan Allen. Go ahead, take it.
And you're here at the SAM because a few years ago, you were the guest of honor. Actually, is that right?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
I think they had run out of names. They were starting back on the A's or something. Okay, we should tell them where we're at.
Oh, yeah, we're in the service quarter back here at the service exec. So there are a lot,
that's where the real work happens.
That's right, but actually there's less noise here than there is any place else. Yeah, you know, here there's a slot machine tournament going on out front. And
so, it was Indianapolis. I think the magazine was turning 25, so that was
good
very
timing.
Very, very nice of them.
Who's the guest of honor this year? Do you have any idea?
Isn't it George?
Is it George Chandler?
The dean? Yeah, I thought they were honoring the dean.
Could be. I just did a podcast with him. He didn't mention it. I mean, I just chatted with him a moment ago.
Okay.
Well, there we go. But he's a very humble guy.
Well, okay. Unlike me.
Yeah, because we're talking about you. So what are we talking about, George? It's all about me right now. So I know I could read your magazine in your mind right there. So you've been coming for a long number of years, and obviously this is now in your backyard here in Las Vegas. And is there anything that you are here looking for?
Oh, just
you know
see,
what?
I'm
like
just
ideas.
I'm not working, so automatically I'm looking forward to
That's
it.
That's why I see a smile on your face.
Yeah,
and we had the time to talk. Actually,
and we're standing around talking, and I just want to see it all. I think they have some great things. The Matt King roast, of course, looking forward to, and
Juliana Chin's show.
I mean, Ding Yang. We had Ding Yang a couple years ago, and she just rocked. She's gonna kick these people's butts. She's fantastic, you know. So
did you, good stuff. Did you hear Matt Franco's talk?
I did listen to Matt Franco.
Yeah, some very interesting information. Very good questions from the audience.
He's a smart guy, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah. You know, one thing that he mentioned, and he and I did a podcast some years ago, and I didn't know that, you know, he was saying some question was about, well, are you guaranteed like of a show after you win America's Got Talent? He said, no. He said that you're guaranteed like of a showing, but not like a long run. And
sure,
there just happened to be somebody there in the theater that night that saw his show and they liked him, wanted to have it run.
That's right.
So he can do really whatever he wants. He's not under contract at AGT to do what they want him to do. He's doing what he wants.
Yeah, I don't know his contractual deals, but I know that it's been fantastic for him. Mm-hmm. You know, the show has been good. And now I think he's producing himself or something like
Isn't
that.
Isn't third year now or something?
Oh, no, I think it's four or five or something. Wow, yeah. He just signed a five-year extension, I know.
That's great.
Which means he's going to be at least 21 years old when he's done with that 5 years. He looks so young.
He's got a painting someplace.
He's got a painting I hadn't thought about it. I'm going to talk to Tara about that and find out.
Hanging in the attic someplace.
Yeah, and see what it is.
What about Vegas as far as other shows? I know come and go, and I just heard that Elan News is going to be having a new show coming up over at the Oyo. I think it's a new hotel, which is where Hooters was. You know of anything that's new? Or?
That's fantastic. You named a name, Elan New. I didn't know he was bringing a show, and you named a hotel I've never heard of. I know everything. I know everything about
Las
Vegas.
Why am I talking to you?
I live in a bubble, you guy. I live in a bubble. What do I know?
You're just trying to plan a convention. You don't know what's going on with the rest of the world.
You know, everybody says, oh, you must get down to the Strip a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. And no. As a matter of fact, years ago when I got here, Dick Foster had me filling in for Jeff Hobson. Mm-hmm. Jeff would take two or three nights off a week out of Spellbound. Mm-hmm. And I was the regular fill-in. And I had done it for 3 years. And somebody said, well, great, I want to meet you after the show. Where in the front of the casino should I meet you? And I realized I'd never been in the front of the casino. I'd always come in the back door. Hmm. I'd never gone there.
It's funny. Just, you know, like, how do I come in here?
Yeah, how do I don't know anything, and they must have thought I was a total idiot.
Yeah, that's funny.
So,
well, you're here to enjoy the convention and also hang out. And so
you're
one of the non-performing celebrities that people are wanting to get their pictures with.
You know, they got to raise the bar on this celebrity status then, because, there's some real magicians here.
Well, so John Dornbos was here. He said Matt Franco already, and this convention is just getting started.
It is just
so if you guys who are listening to this on a daily basis, you need to come on down, because as we have alluded to, there's going to be the Queen? It's Mac somebody. He's going to be having a roast. It's going to be on Monday night.
Okay, I have heard of him.
And there's who is it that's going to be the roasty? Who's the guy who's hosting the roast?
Oh, isn't it? oh, now you said it. Great. Yes. Thanks a lot. No, he's got a show down here on the Strip. There's a comedy magician. Come on. Insults audience members.
Oh, Mike Hammer's going to be
Mike Hammer.
That's right.
Come on.
He's a funny guy.
Yes.
Over the Four Queens, across the street from where we are right now. In fact.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw his name as I pulled in here today. Yeah. Of course, I immediately forgot it. So
there you go.
That's my secret.
Forget everything. Appreciate you having a time, a minute to set up over here in the quiet zone.
All right. Have fun.
For the Magic Word Podcast. That was Stan Allen. Scotty out.
I'll save that for the other.
All right, well, we have been talking a little bit time and again since I started this recording about the Elan New show at the Oyo, and we were just talking to Stan about it. He didn't even know about it, but I've got a friend from New Mexico, Mr. Bob Patillo. If I pronounce it Patillo, I always say the wrong.
Yes,
do have it right. I said I'm great with first names. So, Bob, you saw the show last night. That was his opening show, I guess. How'd things go?
It went great.
This is Elan New's show we're talking about again here.
Yes. At the Oyo Hotel.
Uh-huh. What do you do? Tell me, without exposing secrets, what kind of it's like, I understand about a 75-minute show, and so how big was the theater?
The theater seats probably a little over 100.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a mixture of mentalism, some magic, but my favorite was the metal bending.
He
did a great job with it.
Yeah. Did he bring somebody on stage to do that, or did he have an overhead screen, or how did they see it?
Well, it was a small venue, but he had somebody come up on stage, and then he went in the audience to do it. So, very well done.
He did like Magic Square and some other kind of
standard
Magic
religion. Square did a book test, and he did a thing where they drank Coca-Cola, and then the can restored itself after he had poured the drink, and the audience really enjoyed it.
I was about to say, as far as the audience, did you find, because the SIM convention is going on, there were more magicians than non-magicians there, or...
I think there were two or three magicians there, but most of it was the general public.
And it was a pretty full show?
I don't remember how many people were there. It was hard to tell with the size of the theater.
Yeah, because I was asking him about how many shows, and he said he was just going to be doing, I think, one show per night, I believe. So you just saw the one, I believe.
Correct.
Is that right?
For four or five nights in a row.
Yeah, okay. Right. And so overall, got a good reaction, everything, and you'd recommend it?
I think the people really enjoyed it, and I do recommend it.
Yeah. So there you go. Somebody who had just seen it, how fresh is this that you guys are getting to hear the best? I mean, first of all, I heard Alon the other night at the Wonderground when we were chatting about the show coming up, and then now you hear actually the report from the very first show with there. So, Bob, thank you very much. Anything else you want to say about the show or getting there, parking, anything easy to park as far as, or just a valet or Uber?
It's easy for me because my friend Greg here dropped me off. So.
It's the old Hooters Hotel, Scott.
That's right. It was the old Hooters.
Old Hooters Hotel.
Eva was driving.
Our chauffeur. Eva Lancaster.
Yeah, when I was with you guys sometime before, I remember that we were here for the Mindvention, then Greg, you and Eva, and we'd gone over to the pawn shop.
Right.
Where they have the
Pawn Stars.
Yeah,
pawn
that's
stars.
That kind of a thing. So thank you guys very much. Appreciate it. Glad you saw the show.
It.
Okay, I will. Thanks again.
Scott.
Magic
Word
Podcast. Bob Patillo. All right, well, this evening, or I should say this afternoon, we had an auction, or didn't have, we didn't talk about an auction. I saw a show and then also a tribute to Johnny Thompson that was hosted by Ice McDonald, I think, or no, who was it? Hosted? No, Steve Bergazzi did, that's right. It had Ice McDonald opening, and so I got Dan Sclair and Tom Forgehand with me here. Hey, guys.
Hey, good evening.
It sounds like you need to get some rest on day one of the convention.
I do. Well, I shouldn't have had those martinis again this afternoon. So I only have the one liver to give. But help me out. So I know that Steve was doing it, and Ice McDonald, and they had Paul V. Hill.
Uh-huh.
Keep me up. So it was somebody else.
You're going to make me remember Hirohito's name?
Well, I don't remember the guy that closed.
I can say that we're here tonight to see Matt Franco.
But that's ultimately where I'm getting to. So we're here at the link then right now.
But we had a great show in the afternoon. I mean, when you're in Show City, have an afternoon killer show.
Yes.
And then turn around and come out.
See this other show.
This is great.
Well, that's kind of what I think. You know, this afternoon show was really good. And also we had a Q&A then with George Schindler,
that was very touching.
Calvert did, talking about stuff with him. I thought that was very entertaining. So just a great afternoon. And it wasn't, we didn't have things that were overlapping. It really wasn't packed. It's kind of what I thought about that, too. What else have you guys enjoyed about the convention so far? Dan, let me ask you first.
I just enjoy seeing a lot of people we haven't seen like in a year or two because this is a great fraternity of magicians. And I love seeing people I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, Tom?
You know, it's a happy group of people. We seem to have about 600 people wandering around, so it's a good full house.
Yeah.
And then everybody just seems happy. We were even happy getting on a bus.
Yeah, that's true.
To come to this show.
That's right. And they're splitting this up into two groups. So there was one group who went to the 7:30 show, and we're here for the 9 o'clock show.
Yeah, but, we're used to that if you come out here in August. So.
That's right. And instead of standing in the heat, we're actually here with our jackets on. It's
cool
in the evening. The desert.
And
cool.
I wasn't really expecting that. I thought, it's the desert.
It's the desert.
It's always hot.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
And it was a hike to get here.
It was, so he kind of got warm,
Right.
The bus couldn't get too close to the front over here. I was worried about that with some of the senior citizens, who are in wheelchairs and whatnot. So, Dan, you are the chairman of the Life Membership Committee, is that right?
Correct.
And how many live members do we still have who are live?
I don't know how many live ones, but we just gave the 436th Life Membership Award today to Christy Taguchi, who is... I can't think of the magicians now from Hawaii. I'm having a senior moment here.
Ron?
No. Not alive anymore. She was the granddaughter of... Oh, God.
So, anyhow, that if people are interested in joining and becoming a life member, there are a lot of benefits that come with it, of course. But and how much? $1,500 or something,
yes,
I think?
Yes, $1,500 donation now to the Society of American Magicians.
And recently that the Society had decided that life members were not going to be getting a hard copy of the magazine, but just digital only in order to kind of conserve money. And I understand the board meeting they were considering perhaps getting rid of the magazine altogether. Is that true?
That was mentioned briefly, but they're going to keep it now at least for a few years.
Yeah.
The people that were upset with it, I think once they understood why it had to be done, but you still could get a hard copy of the magazine if you chose to pay another $36 a year.
Right.
I prefer to have a hard copy of the magazine in front of me, so I paid the $36.
Yeah. I remember, I thought, Tom, you weighed in on that kind of negatively.
Tom weighed in on that a lot. Tom just joined being a life member when they made the pitch at the combined convention that they needed some financial help, and I thought, I'd be loved to do that. Yeah. I just didn't realize that I'd get screwed within 5 years. Yeah. I was sitting here going, okay, if I live till 75, I've made a good investment.
Yeah.
Didn't know that 55, they'd take that benefit away from me. So,
surprise.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah, surprise. So, I mean, I get it. The SAM is in a financial burden. You know, there's a lot of magicians around that don't belong to their organizations.
IBM and SAM. That's right.
Correct.
They belong to the Ring and Assembly, but not to the International.
Well,
in our club, you have to be a member of the National IBM or SAM to be a member of our club.
Yeah,
and
we
I
do
know
the
that's
same
true
thing
of others.
Yeah, that's not right. I mean, that's. But still, there's still a lot of magicians who don't think they should belong. And I just, you know, that's it's a professional organization. It's still the greatest deal around. I mean, if you join the National Speakers Association, it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year. And you get the same membership pin and no magazine there. You know, so I just don't understand it. Especially if you look around and you see the camaraderie we have because of the common link in magic. It's unlike any other club in the world. You know, book club, garden club. You know, because of our business having a link to secrets of magic, the only other person that can really appreciate somebody's hard work is someone who is another magician.
Right. We're having to get our... You got it scanned? Yeah, okay, we're scanning our tickets over here, getting ready to go into the show. Have you seen Matt's show before, by the way, Dan?
I saw it a few years ago.
Yeah,
me
too.
It was fantastic.
I'm anxious to see this again. It was a fantastic show. Really
one of the benefits of being a life member is here at the conventions, we usually try to have some kind of life membership function. We're
this
having a
nice
life membership breakfast Tuesday morning, and our guest speaker is Matt Franco.
Oh, that'd be good. Good. That's fantastic. Listen, thank you guys very much, and appreciate you being here and give us a little background. Glad that you're enjoying the convention, so am I. So we'll see you guys on the inside.
All right.
The Magic Word Podcast. That was Dan Sclair and also Tom Borjan, Scotty Allen.